Settle yourself comfortably. Allow your eyes to drift closed. Take a cleansing breath. Count to four for your inhale, and another four on your exhale. Inhale, two, three, four. Exhale, two, three, four. Inhale, exhale. On your next inhale, open your mind's eye. You find yourself in the desert at night. Take a moment to take in your surroundings. The sand beneath your feet is still warm from the earlier sun. The sky above you is blacker than black, but simultaneously alive with the massive number of stars visible. A cool wind blows, bringing with it the sound of a rhythmic beat. Doom tek tek, doom tek tek, doom tek tek, doom 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 doom. It repeats. You turn towards the sound, breathing in the fresh air as you walk. Over the next rise in the dune, you see the source of the sound. An oasis, illuminated by bonfires, lies a short distance ahead. You can hear the pulsing rhythm calling out into the night. You continue to close the distance. When you reach the outer edge of the oasis, you can see that it is filled with people. First, a young woman in electrically lit cat ears and tail skirts your path, winking at you. Then a couple of bikers pounding out the rhythm on a large drum. An elderly woman dancing her heart out while wearing a rainbow crochet bodysuit and sparkly star antennae attached to her head via a headband. Flower children, completely naked save for the flowers painted simply on their skin, dancing arms raised and eyes closed in blissful surrender to the beat. And then the drums, massive in every shape and size imaginable. Huge taiko drums from Japan, as small as a baby elephant, as big as a house, their players exuberantly beating them with sticks. Djembeks from Middle East and Egypt, men and women blissfully and deftly adding layers to the beat. Buckets, barrels, even a metal trash can played with precision and skill by a mass of punk rockers, their hair spiked, gelled, fluffed, and hairsprayed into a dizzying array of crested and spiked colors. The beat rocked on, combined in ecstatic joy. Looking around you, something becomes perfectly clear. Everyone is having the time of their lives. The sheer joy emitted by the people was palpable. From the gray Rastafari, his iconic and coveted twisted hair, swinging loose as he too swung to the music, to the few men and women dancing with glow sticks in the shallow water, their bodies of an array of sizes and shapes, glistening with water and reflective firelight. All existed in pure joy. This place was a rest, a reprieve. This is what it means to simply exist. You return your focus from the Metta to a man sitting not far from the Rasta. Swole skin and deep red hair marked him for who he was. You smile. He grins back, stands, put his arms around you. Have you found the buffet table near the waterfall? The spicy Thai meatballs are the best. And you walk off to talk. scent laughs yet again. It's good to see him so lighthearted. He looks up at the skyline. Your eyes follow, seeing the light starting to gain upon the horizon. The rest of life awaits, but there will always be these times if you are open to them. We defeated his vet this night with our song and dance and joy. Remember that too. One last smile, and he was gone.